The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, we have some improvements to share with you, thanks to our dedicated volunteers. Now we have a search engine option, and you can find the teaching you need simply by typing in the subject, and all the teachings with that word will come up. I've posted the link here below this video in the information box and at the very end of the video, but you'll have to copy it into your browser, since YouTube won't allow us to put a link to another site as a message at the end of a video. Also, I wanted to share with you a new way of worship that we've been trying out, and it's really been wonderful. We make a playlist with all our worship songs and then ask Holy Spirit to please pick the song He wants us to hear, and we put the list on shuffle mode. Amazing results. I'm getting to know his favorite songs, and also he ministers love to us through each song and what it's about. Sometimes I feel guilty and he cheers me up. Other times I'm feeling sad and he gives me a song like Dance With Me. Oh, truly, his ministry through the playlist on shuffle is just amazing. So I hope you'll all try it. Just get together all your favorite songs on one playlist and then put it on shuffle, and pray and ask him to do the rest. And finally, I'd ask you to forgive us, but we don't have the staff to answer letters as much as I would love to. Please, dear ones, if you have a concern and you need counsel or prayer, please send me a personal message on YouTube. I'll be able to answer you much more quickly than a personal note. I love your letters. They're beautiful, and I really appreciate them. And I put some out where I can see them, and they touch our hearts so much, but we feel guilty that we can't answer them. So we're really overwhelmed with letters, and we appreciate them, but we just don't have the time to answer them. We will try very hard to reply to a letter that has an email, but I can't guarantee you quick results. However, if you send me a personal message, you'll probably get same-day results. So that's just a heads up for you. Also, we pray for you, and we will put you on the prayer list. But I can't answer questions to the Lord for you. I've labored to put out many, many videos on how to get a word from the Lord, and I wouldn't do anything different than you would do to get a word if you followed those instructions. So I would ask you, please, listen to the videos, how to get your own word from the Holy Spirit, and there's a whole playlist about it, and get your direction from Jesus and the Holy Spirit just the way we do. That's one of the things this site is all about, is teaching you to go to them to get a word. And they love you, so you needn't fear anything. So I wanted to make that clear to you just in case, because I don't want to disappoint those of you who've written asking for advice and counsel. And, you know, in moral matters, we can help you with instruction, but still we prefer that you ask that question in personal messages. And in case you don't know how to get to the personal messages, you can Google it or go to our homepage and it says About Us. Click on that, and then it'll say send message. Click on that, and it'll open a box, and you can type in whatever you want, and we will answer you privately. No one else will see that message that you sent us. Okay, so I have a confession. I've been self-willed again. Tonight, I really felt like I wanted to throw a few ingredients together to make some fasting bread. And I make it very substantial so I can live with it for a while, not eat other foods. And I felt a tug that I shouldn't be doing that just then. But I didn't listen because I wanted my homemade bread. Then as I was in worship, one of my kitties kept putting his paw on my shoulder. And I tried to coax him to climb up from his chair onto my shoulder, but he wouldn't. So I decided to try and grab him. Well, that was not such a good idea. I fell over backwards in my chair, spilled water all over the floor, and knocked over a big pot of hot coals I keep in the back room to heat our office. because the wood stove is in another part of the house. So it was a close call and a mess. It could have been much worse. I could have been seriously hurt and burned. The Lord was merciful, but I knew immediately it was a correction for being self-willed. So when I came into prayer, I said, "Uncle," first I confessed that I didn't want to give up my cinnamon buns that I made 2 days ago, that for all practical purposes are too yummy to eat during a fast, so I reasoned making this bread could take the place of them. But I need more fear of God and respect. I'm still very brash, good at justifying my way, and self-willed. The Lord answered me. He said, "All you say is true, but my mercy still covers everything. Please, Claire, forgive yourself a little more often." "But, Lord, I see that as taking advantage and being presumptuous." He said very tenderly, "Come here." So I collapsed on his heart and cried. And I said, "Lord, I'm pitifully self-willed beyond imagining." He answered me tenderly, "True." "I'm lazy, irresponsible, and self-willed." He answered me again, "True." "But you, O Lord, are faithful." "True." "What else?" "I'm a sinner, Lord, of the worst kind. Forgive me and set me free from the snare of my pride and self-will. I really hate it." He answered again, "Not quite enough yet, but you are getting there." "Should I force you?" "No, never." "Should I nudge you?" "Yes, always." Falling over backwards in the chair was just a nudge. "You didn't get burned. You didn't ruin your computer. That part I protected. You've got a problem with food, and this fast is going to help you get over it." "That's true, guys. I really like good food, so I've learned to cook. Bread from the store just doesn't cut it with me. And I'm a real snob with bread and coffee and things like that, so it's true, I do have a problem." "We were working to get you to the place you were once before in your life, when you were free of these entanglements." Wow, I remember that time. I could walk through a store, and I don't care what I saw, what I smelled. I was not the least bit interested. My head was totally in a different place with the Lord. But I thought for a minute, and I thought, wow, that's a major undertaking. In such a short time? The Lord answered me, "We're always reaching higher and higher, my love. The high calling, the mark I've created for you. So now we will go on and address this very same thing in all of my brides. Dear ones, many of you play deaf. You know what I mean, don't you? Those times when you think you maybe hear my voice, but you're not so sure, and you really want what you want anyway, so you play deaf? This has many negative repercussions, not only for the moment, because you know I always want what's best for you, and you don't. So I help you. That is, if you are willing. I whisper in your ear, and you play deaf." Was that the Lord? Surely not. Such a little thing. And look at the advantage of me doing this. Isn't it better for everyone's good? And so you go ahead and do it. But then later in prayer, that still small voice comes to you again. And since you discounted the last time it spoke to you, you begin to doubt that it truly is me. And since you discounted the last time it spoke to you, you begin to doubt that it truly is me. Or that would make you guilty of not listening to my counsel before when you doubted. So you see, you set up a cycle of unbelief. And this is much to your ruin and disadvantage. Many of you I would like to use in word of knowledge ministry, but you're so used to ignoring me, you still don't recognize my voice. I would ask you to work with your conscience more carefully. Listen also to that check in your spirit when you wish to forge ahead with something that might not be my will. I am at your right hand, always encouraging the right and discouraging the wrong choice. But all of you, my brides, have very strong wills. If you did not, You couldn't cleave to me in thick and thin. But your wills must be trained to correspond with mine. In that way, you will gain a great advantage in every decision. How much happier you will be when you obey, and I can also protect you much better. Then I cut in the Lord and I said, yes, I remember. The only time I've been in any kind of accident in decades because of your protection. We were going to a funeral dinner and I wanted to stop at Walmart to pick up a few things before the crowds got there later in the day. I knew I should have waited, but I wanted to go in, so I did. When I came out and was sitting in my truck in the parking lot, a lady slammed into my truck as she was backing out and blamed it on me. Well, that was a mess. The Lord knew the devils were cruising for me. I stepped out of the corral and went my own way through pride and stubbornness. So he allowed them to touch me. Had I obeyed my better instincts, the accident never would have happened. At this point, the Lord continued, sometimes, my precious ones, my only recourse is to let you walk into a trap because you didn't listen when I told you not to go there. In this way, you learn to lean less and less on your own counsel and more on mine. Even when it costs you your way of doing it, it's always safer. So now, knowing these things, blessed will you be if you do them. I am always with you, at your right hand, eager to guide you into the right choices. Lean on me, beloved. Lean on me.